This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The first of several days of open impeachment hearings is now behind us. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next.
When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes. Matt Small, Washington.
Pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of Hong Kong for a fourth day on Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students build barricades and stockpiled makeshift weapons, setting the stage for campus showdowns. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
I was woken yesterday at 6:30 by the fire alarm, like for 8 minutes straight, because they wanted to wake us up to go protest, or like the local residents who live in our halls. Then at lunchtime, we had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized.
China's Global Times tabloid said on Twitter that the Hong Kong government was expected to announce a weekend curfew after some of the worst violence in decades. A day after meeting with President Trump at the White House, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the U.S. proposal to get rid of the Russian S-400 missile defense system. He calls it an infringement of sovereign rights. Turkey has so far avoided U.S. sanctions stemming from the purchase, but the United States has banned sales of F-35 fighter jets to Ankara. For more, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, an American suspected of being a member of the Islamic State group may be returning to the U.S. from Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The man has spent 3 days in a no-man's land between Turkey and Greece after Ankara tried to deport him, but Athens refused him entry. Turkish media have identified the man as Mohammed Darwis B., a 39-year-old U.S. citizen of Jordanian heritage. Turkey's Interior Ministry says Washington has now agreed to take him, and procedures for his repatriation are underway. The move comes a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with President Trump at the White House. Turkey has been pushing to deport foreign IS members held in Turkish prisons or in Syria since it invaded northeastern parts of that country. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hours after a ceasefire was declared between Israel and the Islamic Jihad group, a barrage of rockets were fired into Israel. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The temporary truce came at a period which saw the heaviest escalation of violence between the two sides in months, that killed at least 34 Palestinians, including 3 women and 8 children, and paralyzed parts of Israel. Islamic Jihad spokesperson Musab al-Barim said they had succeeded in getting Israel to agree to a ceasefire based on several demands, including a halt to Israeli-targeted killings of the group's leaders. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the new wave of rockets, and it wasn't clear how this would affect the fate of the ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea says the United States has proposed a resumption of stalled nuclear negotiations in December as they approach an end-of-year deadline set by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea says it has no interest in talks if they are aimed at buying time without discussing solutions. The negotiations have faltered since a February summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed. Italy's government is set to declare a state of emergency in flood-ravaged Venice to swiftly secure the historic city funds to repair damage from the highest tide in 50 years. Italy's prime minister says a cabinet meeting called for Thursday afternoon will approve the first measures aimed at helping the city's recovery. China has taken an important step to landing its first spacecraft on Mars. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Success as China prepares for an unmanned mission to Mars next year. Applause met the completion of a lander test on Thursday. Its journey through space should take about 7 months, while touching down on the red planet will take about 7 minutes. China has developed a powerful rocket called Long March 5 to transport the probe. It's off to the moon first to bring back samples of lunar rocks. China became the third nation to put a man in space with its own rocket in 2003, after the former Soviet Union and the United States.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.